All at once, the flat was full of noises. The phone rang, stopped, then rang again. The mobile rattled on the table. The doorbell sounded once, twice, and at the same time there was a thumping sound on the door itself. Detective Chief Inspector Carlson lifted himself from his chair onto his crutches, moved to the door and opened it. A very short, very thin woman was looking at him with a frown. Her gingery brown hair was cut almost to a bristle at the back, but with a long fringe that fell over one eye. She had a narrow, pale face, slightly asymmetrical, with colourless brows and eyes the brown of cinnamon. She was dressed in a black anorak, baggy grey jumper, dark trousers and orange trainers. Behind her, the rain was falling. Her face was wet with it. The branches of a plane tree creaked above her. "I'm Chief Inspector Petra Burge." She looked too young, Carlson thought. But then he saw the fine lines around her eyes, and she had a scar on the left side of her head, running from her ear down her neck. "I've heard of you." Burge didn't seem surprised by that or flattered. "I've got to take you to a crime scene." Carlson gestured at his crutches. "I'm on sick leave." "It was the commissioner."
"Crawford sent you?"
"He said to tell you that there's a body in Saffron Mews."
"Saffron Mews?"
It was like he'd been punched in the gut. He put out a hand to steady himself.
"What's happened?"
"We're going there now. I've got a car."
Burge turned to go, but Carlson reached out and grabbed her sleeve. "Is she dead?"
She shook her head. "It's a man."
"A man," Carlson thought. "What man?"
As if he was observing himself from a distance, he heard himself tell Burge that he would come at once and felt himself turn in the doorway to take up his coat, checking his own ID was in the pocket, sliding his crutches under his armpits, pulling the door closed and smelling the potato in the oven as he did so. It would burn away to nothing. Let it. He slid into the back of the car, pulling his crutches after him, and saw that someone else was there.
"I'm so, so sorry."
In the darkness, it took him a few moments to recognise Detective Constable Yvette Long. She leaned towards him as if to take his hands. Her hair, usually tied back, was loose, and she was wearing a shapeless jumper and old jeans. There was a sob in her voice. He held up a hand to stop her talking. His leg hurt and his eyes were sore. He sat quite still and straight and looked at the road streaming towards them out of the wet darkness.
"She's alive," he said.
Burge got into the front seat. Beside her, a driver was staring straight forward. From behind, Carlson could make out only his cropped hair, his neatly trimmed beard. Burge twisted round so that she was facing the passengers in the back.
"Aren't we going?" said Carlson.
"Not yet. What's all this about?"
"I don't know what you mean."
"Commissioner Crawford rings me at home. The commissioner. I've never met him, never even seen him. And he rings me at home, tells me to drop everything, go to a crime scene and head an investigation I've not even heard of. Not only that, on the way I've got to collect a DC I've never met and a DCI who's on sick leave. It's Frieda Klein," he said. "You've got to watch yourself," he said. "It's Frieda Klein."
There was a pause. "So what's your question?" said Carlson, who was in an agony of impatience.
"What am I getting myself into?"
"If Crawford appointed you personally, then that must show he's heard good things about you. So shouldn't we get to this crime scene?"
"Who's Frieda Klein?"
Carlson and Yvette Long looked at each other.
"Is that a difficult question?" said Burge.
"She's a psychotherapist," said Carlson.
"And what's your connection to her?"
Carlson took a deep breath. "She's been involved in various police investigations."
"As an investigator or a suspect?"
"A bit of both, actually," said Yvette.
"That's not fair," said Carlson.
"Well, it's true. I mean, look at..."
"Stop," said Burge. "What I'm asking is, why is the commissioner getting personally involved? That's not how things are done. And then why is he warning me?"
Carlson and Yvette looked at each other again.
"I've worked with Frieda before," he began.
"We both have," said Yvette.
"Yes, we both have. She's got abilities, very particular abilities. But some people find a... He paused. What was the right word?
Incredibly difficult, said Yvette.
That's putting it a bit strongly.
She gets people's backs up.
It's not her fault, said Carlson. Not entirely. Is that enough for you? Burge nodded at the driver, and the car moved forward.